T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Nick Costos, our ace handicapper, joins us at 2:45 with his locks for Sunday, and we'll ask him about some college selections as well. And his calls are brought to us by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Check out the daily specials and see what unique bets are waiting for you at BetRivers.com. Well, obviously the Ben Simmons news yesterday was hot and heavy, one story after another, right when we were on the air. Today, it comes out that that Ben had met with the team this morning, not just Doc, not just the general manager, but met with the team, had words, told the team that he was not mentally ready to return to the team. We actually have something from Shams here, and then we'll be right back. Here it is.
Sources tell me Ben Simmons addressed Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid, and the entire 76ers team today inside the locker room after film session at Shoot Around. And he informed them that he is not mentally ready yet to play, and he needs time. When Joel Embiid, in the meeting, I'm told, asked Ben Simmons about why he wants a trade, Simmons responded that mentally he is just not feeling like himself right now and needs to take some time away. I'm told that was met with no response back, and there were other team leaders such as Tobias Harris who then publicly and privately supported Ben Simmons and let him know that he can take time away and get right mentally.
All right, well, there you go. So the team is now saying, like, okay, so, I mean, you actually had a meeting with the team where they, I guess, at least cleared the air. Now, I'm reading this, and Corey Seidman from NBC Sports Philadelphia just tweeted, and this came from ESPN, I guess, Jack. The Sixers have been fining Simmons for missing games, practices, and meetings nearing $2 million this season. But there's a provision in the collective bargaining agreement that protects players' salaries for failing to render services, quote, if such failure has been caused by the player's mental disability. So the $2 million bucks that he's been fined, at least according to whoever wrote this on ESPN, Jack, that...
It's from Woj.
Is it from Woj? Okay. That it could be, you know, like, this could be being said and used so he does not get fined for the $2 million. And this is part of the problem with talking about this, because he says something's wrong with him. He says he's having, and by the way, don't confuse mental illness with having some mental struggles or issues right now. Go ahead.
Let me just say this. Why don't we let the professionals handle it? We can leave all the radio doctors at home. He said it. He addressed it. He's going to go get help. You're not going to be in the meeting. Neither am I. You're not a physician. You're not examining him. Neither am I. So why don't we let them determine what his mind state is?
Yeah, agreed.
Okay? It's enough is enough. If this is the case, then he's going to go see people, talk to people, do whatever it is he needs to do to get the help that he needs. And if there's nothing wrong, whatever, you're not examining him. And I'm not saying you. I mean we.
Right.
So for us to sit here and cast something as if we know something firsthand about him and his state of mind without even sitting down and talking to the guy, it's just reckless.
Yep.
It's just reckless. So, and the Sixers, what they should do is put out a statement saying what Tobias Harris said, by the way, seemingly the only adult in the building. That's what a leader does. Not come out and say, I'm not here to babysit people.
Or, I mean,
I'm just saying that's what a leader does. That's what a leader does. What you do is respect the sensitivity of the situation, and you say, you know what, you take as much time as you need. When you're ready to come back, we'll be here ready to welcome you with open arms, and you leave it at that.
I actually would think a statement by the 76ers right now supporting Ben Simmons,
yes,
would be, even if they still are, whatever it is,
whatever,
support the player. If he spoke to the team and he spoke to Doc and he spoke to everybody, and he has expressed that he's not mentally ready to come back right now. And based on what I saw last year, him playing, that was clearly something mental that was going on with him in that playoff game or in that playoff series, then respect it and take it from there and see what happens when he comes back.
Yes.
Because guess what? No one really wants to play anyway. It's not like all the 76ers fans that are mad about all this stuff. You don't want them on the team anyway.
Or do they?
Well, I mean, I don't.
It sounds like they do.
I mean, I'll say this, that, I mean, this would be the first step in saying, I'm going to come back and play and not be a distraction, and I'm willing to move forward on the team. Isn't this the first step in doing that? Talking to the team, having Tobias embrace it and stand up for him? Right? Like, the only other thing now you need is the team to come out and say that, you know, we respect, you know, we support Ben, and we're going to help him get all the help that he needs, and we're behind him.
Yeah, if the Sixers are smart, that's what they would do. I'm just, that's what any first-class organization would do. I mean, I just think of the two organizations that had to deal with something similar with a player needing to step away because of personal issues. I think of Adam Haseley with the Phillies, right? I think of Lane with the Eagles. I mean, supported by the organizations.
Yep.
And we don't know exactly what was going on in those situations, but the Phillies were supportive and the Eagles were supportive of those players. What the Sixers need to do is back off and let this play itself out.
And I'm suspicious.
And be supportive. And just, even if you just say, listen, Ben Simmons is not available now. He needs to step away for personal reasons. When he's ready to come back, we'll be ready here accepting and waiting for him.
Yep.
That's all you got
to
do.
You know, the only difference is that you have to pay him as opposed to fining him. And like, if you're the 76ers, if he's stepping away, like, it seemed like that they were just so ready to fight. Like, you come back or we fine you. You come back or we fine you.
No, that's what they were
doing. What they were doing, right?
Yeah.
And then this Woj thing, so the story was posted at 11:07. I just find it interesting that we haven't heard about any of, like, just Woj putting this in there, that he in the CBA it says, if such failure has been caused by the player's mental disability. It seems like to me that maybe someone gave Woj that and said, because, like, listen, a lot of people are saying that, like, oh, yeah, sure, Ben, it's convenient.
I don't necessarily care about that. I really don't. I mean, that's all a bunch of speculation. I don't know. All I know is that's there. He spoke to the team. He told them. What else is there to do?
Support him and let him step away.
Or just sit back. Like, what? I mean, what else is there to do? You going to keep yelling about it? I mean, like, for what?
No, I believe.
The Sixers got a game tonight. They're going to play. The players can move on. He's not interrupting anything. It's not a distraction. Move on and play basketball.
The best thing that they can have right now is Ben away from all this so he can figure all this out. And then, hell, if he's ready to come back and play, then he's ready to come back and play.
Exactly. I still don't understand what the outrage and the anger is about. This is what it should have been done in the first place, which is giving time to get reacclimated to being in the environment. Like, that's, I mean, the idea of forcing him on the court in a drill or let me see if he's going to play. And last week, you didn't know if he was in shape and if he'd be able to play. Why is it so important that he plays today or yesterday that he needs to be suspended? Like, come on, man. They've been in the national headlines for 2 days over this.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. Yeah, these games at the beginning of the season, are they really that?
Yeah, they're not that important.
Big of a deal.
I mean, Embiid played 25 minutes, and now he has his knee wrapped up. Is he playing tonight? No, I mean, from the standpoint
I mean,
it may be low management tonight. I don't know.
These guys get days off all the
time.
That's
the point that I'm making, is that these games aren't important right now. It's not important that Ben is on the court right now, unless you want some sort of pound of flesh.
Well, I mean, that's
what's the importance of him being out there right now?
That's what the majority of the fan base at least did want. But I've now shifted away from that, and now I have an open mind. I mean, it doesn't change whether or not I think Ben Simmons should be with the team long term, because it hasn't changed my mind.
Here's the thing. If you want your chance to let Ben Simmons know how you feel, if he ever puts on a Sixers uniform again, he'll play here, and you're going to get your chance. I mean,
in due time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And then guess what? If he's never going to play here again, meaning if they trade him, then eventually he's coming back at some point.
Yeah, you can get your pound of flesh if that's really what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's something between those two, meaning Ben Simmons and the organization with the Sixers, and we're on the outside trying to jump into it and add our 2 cents in.
Well,
like if Morey had traded Ben Simmons, some people have been mad, some people would have been happy. Right? Depending on what you got back for him.
Mm-hmm.
But they still would have traded him.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And he'd be gone,
right.
Yeah. Now he's here. So.
And I think there are people that want him still here. They just don't want to admit it.
They'll start to come out now that they're not going to necessarily get shouted down because they're saying maybe he can come back. Mm-hmm. I mean, I certainly think that this can help turn it to where it was like, hey, you know what? Maybe he's going through something. Maybe he was going through something.
Yeah, and for those that do want him here, but they're just ashamed to say it because I know so many people defended him for so many years. What if it does bring him around to wanting to be here and playing and wanting to stay? And all he needed was a little time away. And everybody needed to let cooler heads prevail and some conversations be had to make sure certain things don't happen again. Right?
Yeah.
Some assurances, right? On both sides. Things that are said, right? If you want the guy to be here, then there are some fences that need to be mended.
I'll know that about
and
that.
And not just on his side. But if you don't want him here, then go ahead and continue to act the way that you're acting, and then you shouldn't be upset when he reacts the way that he reacts to how he's being treated.
Yep. It's fair. I mean,
we can't have it both ways. We want it both ways. We want him to want to be here, but then we don't want him here, but we want to fine him and punish him. We want to get him out of here as soon as possible or what have you. Well, let him take a step away, see what's going on.
And let's see where we are at that point.
And then reconvene.
Yep.
I mean, what's wrong with that? Daryl Morey just told you to sit and buckle up and be ready for 4 years. He just told you to be getting ready for 4 years of this. Buckle up. Man, we only a week in.
Yeah.
This is a week into this. And we're all going bananas around here over this. The general manager's told you, buckle up. This could be 4 years. We may be doing this for a while.
I'm just riffing, baby.
That's awesome. That's something he wants to say.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support local business. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Question is, do you trust the Eagles to go out and have a bounce-back game against the Raiders, or do you not trust them at all? Most people, at least on the Twitter poll, like saying, no, do not trust the Eagles. Nick Costo's coming up with his locks. Let's go to Malik in Mount Airy. Hi, Malik. How are you?
Fantastic. Present. We pouring today.
Oh, man, it's Friday. You know we
must be drinking that Ike juice.
It's kind of funny. I, my brother's a basketball coach, and we spoke about the Ben Simmons situation. And I said, you know, I called into the radio station overnight, and I said this. I said, you know, what I saw was a person that might need a sports psychologist. I mean, mm-hmm. If you think about Roy Halladay.
Yep.
Roy Halladay needed a sports psychologist for years. But he became a Hall of Famer later on. I said, see, it's easy to go after a man when he's not punching back. But maybe, just maybe, he don't know how because he's going through a mental challenge. The funny thing is, nobody from Game 7 on never thought about that. I'm not saying it was just him. We lost because of him. Imagine if that man couldn't get over a mental hurdle. Now everybody is talking about, oh, they couldn't wait to annihilate him by booing him and calling him and running him out the city. y'all don't look too good because this man is going through a mental struggle, and nobody around here has that power to say you're wrong if I'm having a mental challenge. Nobody. So now, what do you do? I guarantee you nobody's going to say I apologize to Ben Simmons. Because you know what? The worst part about it is, and this is the worst part about any mental illness, Ben Simmons may never listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. But imagine all his family and his friends knowing what, if they know what he's been going through, what we had to hear, all these people talking about the person that I care about going through a mental challenge, and all y'all saying is, get rid of him. Pretty much throw my family, my loved one, in the trash.
Yeah, Malik, I don't know how many Ben Simmons family members are listening to the WIP, but their social media, everybody knows what's being said and how the fans feel about him.
TV.
Yeah, nationally.
What do you mean? It's
more than
Charles
just WIP.
Charles Barkley is, Stephen A. Smith is, it's Shannon Sharp.
It was a feeding frenzy.
It's everybody.
It's everybody. Probably Nick Costos, too. Nick Costos joins the show, host of You Better Your Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. His calls are brought to us by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Check out the daily specials and see what unique bets are waiting for you at BetRivers.com. What's up, Costos?
What's going on? Happy Football Friday, gentlemen. How we doing?
Yeah, you know what? We started the show today and we said, damn it.
What's up, Nick?
We're sick of Ben Simmons talk, so we're talking football today. And we did a good job for the first 45 minutes. So there you go.
Yeah, but when you want to talk about something, you're going to talk about it.
Well, what I say is this. This is why I love doing, like, sports betting content. Like, we don't have to get it. Not that it's not important, but you know what? Like, Sixers got a game tonight without Ben Simmons. Talk about that. Facing the Nets tonight. Huge game, whether Simmons is there or not. Eagles coming up on Sunday. It's a great time in sports right now to get bogged down by the stuff going on off the court. Let's talk about stuff going on, some games,
Well, give
gentlemen.
Us your pick tonight. Yes. Nets and the Sixers. What do you think?
I like the Sixers a lot more, +3. I talked about that earlier this morning on a bunch of radio I did. I do kind of like the Sixers tonight. I like them again more at +3, so I'm seeing Bet Rivers right now. The numbers dropped to 2.5. I actually think Philly's going to come out and win this game tonight. Brooklyn's integrating still a lot of new pieces into this offense, and we saw they were kind of disjointed the other night when they got blown out by the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm a huge Tyrese Maxey fan, and I think like Maxey's like a great insurance policy right now. And Maxey obviously played pretty well for the Sixers the other night in the season opening win over the New Orleans Pelicans. I kind of lean towards the Sixers tonight. Again, like it more at +3 than +2.5, but I like the Sixers. Yeah, I think and +115 on the money line, I think, not a terrible play either.
Mm. All right, let's go to Sunday. What are you thinking? What do you like?
I like the Eagles a lot.
Ooh, really?
Like,
why?
A lot, yeah.
Why?
Talk to me, Nick.
Well, of course, that's what I get paid to do. Yeah, you know it. last week, you guys know I came on the show and said, love the Raiders on Sunday against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Thought it was going to be like the one-game bump, right? And when we look at like the handicap of that game, the on-field handicap, really felt like it favored the Raiders. So, I mean, this is not like a Raiders slander here, but I feel like, you know, if we're going to say that, and I'm going to come on the radio and I'm going to say that, you know, one-game bump galvanized around, you know, the firing of John Gruden. It's about us. It's not about him. Let's go win this for each other. I think we also have to, in turn, then kind of bring that into the following week here, right, where maybe that's kind of worn off a little bit. Now the Raiders are in this position where they're favored to win this game, and this line opened at 3.5, so just full disclosure, I've got Philly +3.5. I put that one of the first bets I made this week, +3.5. I'm seeing 2.5s on the board right now. I can't necessarily advocate for that, even though I do think the Eagles are probably going to win the game. So if you can get 3 with the Eagles, +3 with the Eagles, 3.5 with the Eagles, I think that's a great bet. I think this is a big game for Jalen Hurts. I think it's a big game for Dallas Goedert. I'm not convinced it's going to be a big game for Miles Sanders just because I don't trust Sirianni to give him the ball. But I think Philly's the better team, honestly. I think Philly's better than the Raiders. So I think Philly goes into Vegas and wins this game. And for the people out there that don't want to bet Philly +2.5, I think the Eagles present an awesome teaser leg through the key numbers of 3-7. Compare them with the Packers against Washington. Compare them with the Dolphins against the Atlanta Falcons. But Philly, one of my favorite bets of the week. But you got to get +3 or better with the Eagles.
Mm. Is there ever a thought when you like a team straight up to taking the money line? It's not a necessarily great value, but when do you do money line over just taking points?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think like we like the word kind of in the lexicon, the vernacular, and like in sports media content is to sprinkle, right? So I'm making this up. let's say you put $100 on a game, which I'm not insinuating that anybody should do. Never bet outside your means. You want to bet $10 a game, $5 a game, that's fine. But you want to put like a fraction of that on the money line, right? If you're betting an underdog. So like, you know, if you want to take like, I'm making this up. You want to take a touchdown underdog on Sunday +7 and you think they could win and you're betting $100 on the game, put $25 on the money line. Like put like a sprinkle of it on the money line. So like, don't bet like you're the full amount. Like if you're betting one unit on the spread, don't bet a unit on the money line. If you're betting an underdog, bet less than that. I think that's generally a good way to go about it. So if you're betting $20 on the spread, you want to bet a money line, maybe bet $10 on the money line in lieu of 20.
All right. Some other games that you like on Sunday.
Sure. Yeah. Love the Kansas City Chiefs on the road in Tennessee. We had the Titans on Monday night against the Bills, so this isn't like anti-Tennessee. Just that I think Kansas City's offense is going to score like probably literally every time they have the ball in this game. Like the only way they don't is if Mahomes turns it over in the red zone, which he has been doing this year with some frequency. I'm willing to bet that that doesn't happen this week against a really, really bad Titans defense. I think Tennessee can score as well, but I think Kansas City's just going to score 40-plus points in this game. So Chiefs -5 on the road at the Titans. We mentioned the Eagles, one of my favorite bets. I bet the Lions, guys, over 2 touchdowns against the Rams in the Jared Goff revenge game against LA. It's really just a play against the number here. The Lions have played some good teams this season, whether it's the Ravens, 49ers, Packers. The number's never approached anything like this. So if the number were 13.5, LA -13.5, I would never bet Detroit. But over 14, I'll take a shot with the Lions here, +15, +15.5. So Detroit, one of my favorite bets this week. I like the Dolphins, guys. I know why the number is what it is. People will see Atlanta -2, -2.5 on the road in Miami and wonder, how does this make sense? The Dolphins requested for the NFL to move their bye later in the season. So this year's Dolphins are the first team in NFL history to not have a bye following their London game. They asked for it to be that way. And the Falcons are coming off their own bye following their London game. So a travel advantage and a rest advantage. That's how we get to this number. I still don't think Atlanta can be a 2-point favorite on the road. So I like Miami there. Certainly like Miami as a teaser leg as well. And as I mentioned, we got some great teaser legs this week. Green Bay from 7.5 to 1.5 against Washington. Miami from 2-8 against the Atlanta Falcons. And as I mentioned, if Philly's +2.5 and not +3, I like betting Philly up to 8.5. And one more for you guys. Sunday Night Football is the Niners and the Colts. Two things to watch out for here. Number one, the weather that's going to roll into the Bay Area on Sunday is supposed to be really bad. This total's dropping like a rock right now. It's down under 44 now to 43. We could be seeing wind gusts in excess of 20 miles per hour on Sunday night, which would really screw up the opposing passing attack. So make sure you keep that in mind on Sunday when you're going to bet on this game. The second thing would be, if you like the 49ers, I would suggest betting the sooner rather than later. Once Jimmy Garoppolo is officially named the starter, I think this number is going to go up. And if you like the Colts and your old pal Carson Wentz on Sunday, I kind of think Indy can keep this game close. Wait until closer to kickoff. You'll get the best of the number with Indianapolis.
Oh.
Want me to wait until kickoff, huh, for that number?
Yeah, well, if you like Wentz, then yeah, wait until closer to kickoff. If you want to fade your boy Carson, then I would bet the Niners sooner rather than later.
Oh, you know, I'm the leader of the Wentz wagon, so yeah.
So you wait. It'll be me and you, my friend, right before kickoff, placing my bet.
Nick, yes. You have a quick baseball thought here before you go? You like any of the rest of the matchups?
I like the Astros tonight. I think the Astros get it done against the Red Sox. Like the over there as well. It's been an over train thus far this playoff series, ALCS, Astros and Red Sox. And I like the Dodgers against the Braves coming up tomorrow. But like, you can't bet any of these spreads, these money lines here with the Dodgers. They're so inflated because right. They're the Dodgers. They're like -180 tomorrow with Max Scherzer. And I get it, like they should be favored, but like the spread should be like, or the money line should be like Dodgers -140. It's -180. So I think the Dodgers are likely to win. Do I want to bet -180? No. Do I want to bet the Braves? No. So probably no play for me in the NLCS moving forward here.
Great stuff, Nick. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
Wishing you guys and all the great listeners Minimal Sweats Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right, there he is. The host of You Better Your Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Be sure to listen to You Better Your Bet podcast for more of his analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. He they're all my picks that he just gave. Now I'm questioning my picks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, boy.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Guess who's currently in Vegas? He may be at the blackjack table. Elliot Shoreparks.
Oh, yes.
He's
not a blackjack guy.
No?
Yeah, I don't know.
Craps? Slots?
Probably a slot machine.
We'll find out coming up next.
Well, he could be spending all his parents' money, like in my typecasting thing yesterday.
He is. Yep. He's
on night out on the town.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can make Go Birds Radio tomorrow. I mean, it's a 10 a.m. Right.
Is he doing Go Birds Radio?
Yeah.
He is. Wow,
10 o'clock local time out there?
Yeah. We'll see.
He might just be going to bed right afterwards.
You need to listen to that first hour of that show.
If his voice is raspy, if he's got a raspy voice, it was a long night.
It was a long night.
That's guaranteed.
It has to be a long night. Right?
He's in Vegas. Vegas. Yes.
The Eagles fans. What sounds more fun than that?
What's the vibe in Vegas? How many Eagles fans are out there? And does he give them a chance to win on Sunday? Elliott Shore Parks live from Las Vegas. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, let's talk about betting with BetMGM. That's right, BetMGM. Listen, you can always use my promo code, Marks, M-A-R-K-S. All right, Marks, M-A-R-K-S, and your first bet guaranteed up to $1,000. But you can become a weekend warrior at BetMGM. King of the Weekend is free to play, where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Just log into your account and find the King of the Weekend contest in the promotions section. Then you pick six teams you think will score the most points from the selected games. $1,000 goes to the top entry each week. And if you guess all six in the right order, the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours. Again, this is free to play. Plus, there's hundreds in free bets that'll be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. And if you're new to BetMGM, just download the app and make football weekend even better. Only at BetMGM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.